I think he stepped up in a tremendous way and in a great way for a young guy, and just going out there and letting it eat and playing ball, and he played well.
What was the thing you were looking at when you knew he was going to be in there? You've seen him a lot in practice. What were you hoping for?
Kind of not much to look for from him, y'all. You know, it's a young guy, like I said, and can't put no pressure on his shoulders going into a game like this. Just let him come out, play his game. He's been practicing all week. He's been doing a great job. So keeping a clear mind as a young kid going out there is a beautiful thing, you know, because you can play a lot faster and a lot smarter.
Your thoughts just on the overall Vikings defense today, you know, on a day where the offense really didn't get super rolling?
Again, on defense, we can't control what they do on the other side of the ball. We can just stay with them as a unit and support our teammates in that way, you know, defense and offense, because we know we're going to get the same support from them if we was down, you know. So that's where it comes hand in hand. We take care of each other, you know. Defense, offense down, defense step up. Defense down, offense going to give us a little oomph, you know. So that's just how it goes.
What was the difference in the fourth quarter when they finally started to move the ball a little bit after really not moving much at all the first three quarters?
We can't control that. You know, we just control the snaps and that we get on defense. Anything outside of that is up to Coach Turner or Coach Zimmer.
No, I mean the Chiefs started moving the ball.
They started moving the ball and since the first half, you know, and I feel like we did a good job of not blowing our composure, and we kept that together. You know, it was just a good drive, good play calling by their team, and good execution on their end.
How about this?